What's up? Chillers and spillers. It's your girl, Nell. Real name, Chanel. Personal life, people call me Coco, but whatever you call me, just don't call me out of my name. What's up, chillers and spillers? What is going on? Are you enjoying these nice summery days? Because I am. You know, your girl loved the summer, and I am a summer baby, and in a few weeks, I will have a birthday. So yeah, let's get started. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to all my faithful followers. Thank you for the new people that is tuning in for the very first time. My name is Nell. I am the host of Chill and Spill a Tea. For the last past 4 years, I love this podcast. I love talking to you all. I love doing my interviews. I love everything about it. And if you have any suggestions for Chill and Spill the Tea, let me know. You could DM me on Instagram or you could email me. The email is chillandspillatea07@gmail.com. So, I do 2 interviews a month on IG Live. So, if you're not following me on Instagram, you can go to Instagram and type in Chill and Spill a Tea. Hit the blue follow button and there you go. Boom, you are following me. Now, we are connected on Instagram as well. If you would like to be a part of the show, if you would like to go live with me on Chill and Spill a Tea, you could DM me or email me. Once again, it's chillandspillthetea07@gmail.com. I will get back to you within 24 hours. Within 24 hours, you will get a response from me, and then we will go from there. We will book your interview, and boom, there you go. there you have it. So, when I am not doing an interview, I'm doing what I'm doing now, an audio episode. I am chilling and spilling the tea with you guys about any and everything about. I do a topic eventually on an episode, but you know, I tell you guys about, you know, what's coming next. I spill some tea about celebrity. I spill some of my tea if I have some tea, and then I get into the topic. This month, I only have 1 interview, and that's Everything Mela. So, Mela is M-E-L-A. She is an artist. She draws murals, paint. I'm sorry, not draw. Paint murals. You could follow her on Instagram, Everything Mela. Her interview, it is, I think, the 22nd of this month at 6:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram Live. So make sure you follow me if you are not following me on Instagram. I do all of my interviews on IG Live. I need more devices so I could be live on more than one platform. But I will have to figure that out in the future. Right now, I'm going to continue to use Instagram as my platform for when I do my live interviews. If you are local, we can set up something in person. However, most people are in other states or countries, because I've interviewed people in other countries, Africa, Europe. So, yeah, it's exciting. I love it. Chillin' Ability is global, okay? Global. Boom. Get into it. So my week is going pretty meh. I'm gonna say meh because I'm a director of rehab. I manage physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and my team has kind of dissipated because I have a couple of therapists that decided to go in different settings, and you know, it's no hard feelings. I never have any hard feelings. I tell my therapist all the time, you know, you have to do what's best for you. You have to figure out what you want for you in your life. This is your life. I am not here to keep you back from exploring other opportunities, because I know I am the type that will get up and leave and explore other opportunities. So they still connect with me. They text me, call me, almost every other day I hear from them, and they also still work with me, but per diem. So I have been working extra hard these last past maybe a month and a half now, and it's a lot. I'm trying to manage this. I am trying to manage motherhood. I am trying to manage running two businesses, or three businesses. One is like kind of like on a back burner right now because I am doing way too much. And plus, I became the co-leader of the youth and young adult ministry at my church. So yeah, ask me how I'm doing it. Ask me how am I managing all of this stuff on my plate all at once. I don't know. I think I need a life coach because I need some guidance. I need to learn how to balance everything because it is a lot. It is a lot. And, you know, I feel like things are aligning in a good way in my life because some things are being subtracted from my life without me doing it. I think God is trying to take some things off of my plate so I don't feel too overwhelmed. And I know that the things that he's subtracting is for the better. So I try not to question anything. And I have this like, oh, well, okay. So that happened. Now it's time to move on, you know? So I listen to God. I see what he's doing. I am not oblivious to what the higher power is doing because I'm a firm believer that, you know, he is in control of everything. I am not. Okay? So yeah, that's the gist of, you know, my life, you know, right now is busy. Very, 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 very busy. Like, I'm doing this episode on my way to work, like I did last week's episode on my way to work, because I don't have time to do it at home because I have so much on my plate and I don't want to keep neglecting the audio episodes. That's just something that I don't want to do. I don't want to continue to neglect the audio episodes because, you know, I review, you know, the analytics, you know, I review that. I review the downloads. I see how many, you know, people listen to the episodes, you know, and that is exciting for me. So if I continue to, you know, be consistent with the audio episodes, I know more people will continue to listen. So I, you know, want to apologize to my faithful listeners, because I do get feedback and I appreciate the feedback from the episodes. I really, really, truly appreciate the feedback. I truly appreciate the people that listen and don't give feedback. You know, I appreciate everything about, you guys, you know, you guys listening to Chillin' Spill the Tea or, you know, providing any feedback. It's greatly appreciated and it doesn't go unnoticed. So let's move on to some celebrity tea. The only celebrity tea that I have for today is Chrisean Rock and Blueface and Chrisean Jr. Now, initially, you know, I'm going to say this. I do like Chrisean, right? Do I think she makes silly mistakes? I do. I mean, silly decisions, not mistakes. Silly decisions, I do. She's young. I don't think she had that much guidance growing up. I think as she gets older, she will mature and she will become a better decision maker. But I feel sorry for the baby Chrisean Jr. because now both of his parents are behind bars in a slammer. And I it's funny because I'm going to say slammer. And I know that's corny. It's whack because people don't say that anymore. But I had my daughter watching Family Matters, right? And she was watching this episode this morning. And Urkel said something about, Eddie, you're going to be put in the slammer. So I laughed. And my daughter, her name is Zara, she laughed. I mean, no, she was like, Mommy, what's the slammer? And I was like, jail. I was like, you know when they close the bars and it makes a noise? That's the slammer. So that's what they call the slammer. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just thought it was a little funny. But, you know, I just feel sorry for the baby because both of his parents are incarcerated right now. I know she had some warrants out. I don't know what the warrants were about. I didn't go in depth about what the warrant. I probably read it and forgot because a year ago I was invested in this whole Blueface Krishan Rob situation, especially when she was pregnant, blah blah blah. Who wasn't? But you know, people started getting tired, and I'm one of the ones that kind of like got tired, and I'm like, okay, in 2024 I really don't want to hear too much about Blueface and Krishan Rock, and they're really not the hot topics anymore. It's just the fact that, you know, she went to court because he had a court date. He went to court, I guess, you know, they asked for your name and stuff like that, and they pulled up, so now she had warrants and they took her right then and there. So now the baby is with her best friend, Blueface's mother. I guess she wanted to temporarily, you know, have custody of the baby until everything is situated with the father and the mother. But her best friend Marsh has Krishan Jr. And you just never know. Maybe it's better for the best friend to have the baby because she may have a better connection with the baby than Blueface's mother, the paternal grandmother. But I just hope for the best for the mother and the father. Hopefully they get out so they can be with their kids. Blueface has three. He has two from a previous relationship, one with Krishan, and like the baby, you know, he needs his parents. You know, I always feel for the kids. I'm a mother, and I know I'm a diehard fan for my kid. Like, I have to be present in my daughter's life, and every decision I make, I think of my daughter first. So I just pray and hope that Krishan Jr., you know, will be okay, you know, because his parents need to be a part of his life. So that's that with that situation. So, a little bit. Okay, so what we're going to discuss really quickly, because I'm getting close to work. I want whoever is like tired of their 9-to-5, and that when I say 9-to-5, that's just your job, because you can work day shift, the peak hours, and then night shift, second shift, first shift, second, third shift. I'm just going to list it as your 9-to-5. So if you have a job and you are like, you find yourself complaining more than you have ever complained, and you're like, oh my God, I just want to start a business. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of, you know, making someone else rich. You know, I could do this. I know I could start a business. I know I could be successful at my business. Then you know what? If you are having these thoughts and if you are feeling this way, you should start your business. Start it. Stop waiting. Stop waiting another day. Just an idea. Start with an idea. Write it down on a piece of paper. Once you write it down, then you take off from there. Stop letting it be a thought and you're not putting in the work. You know, you can't have a thought and don't put in the work, because it's just going to continue to be a thought. And then you're going to continue to be miserable. You know, at least you know if you're working towards, you know, owning your own business one day, you won't feel so bad or terrible about going into work, because you know that you are working on something that will make you happy. So for the meantime, yes, you continue to go to work. Don't quit unless your business is successful. You know, it's successful enough for you to have an income that's going to pay your bills and put back into the business and save at the same time. Stop saying, I want to do this, I want to do that, and you're not doing it. Just like, you know, you wanted the job that you have now. You worked hard. You worked hard to get that job, right? You worked hard to keep that job. Now, why don't you put that same energy into starting your own business? Whatever it may be, start it. Don't wait another minute. Get out a pen, get out a piece of paper, and start writing down your ideas. And then go from there. Do not wait another day, another second, another minute, another month, another year. Don't do it. Because it's just going to be a thought. And you're going to be stuck in your thoughts and going into work miserable every day. Like I said, if you know that, if you have started working towards your business, then you won't feel so miserable going into work every day, because you know that one day your business is going to be successful. Wake up in the morning, start it, take some time out at night, work on it. You will see results. You will. So that's my spill on that. And I just want everyone to be successful and happy, you know. And if you are happy in your with your 9-to-5, then stay there. But this, I'm speaking to the ones that are just tired, because we are overworked, and a lot of these places are understaffed. So I just want everyone to be happy and doing what they want to do, instead of being told what to do all the time. So, this is that. Catch me outside. Catch me outside. Catch me on Instagram Live, June 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing an interview. If you're not following me, follow me, follow me, follow me. And tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend about Chillin' Spillin' Tea. We outside. We outside. We outside. All right. Peace. Mwah.